Welcome back. Today's episode is on the JFK assassination.
You have a special guest today, right?
I do have a special guest. His name is Gavin Pennington.
That's me.
I think this is maybe third podcast appearance, second or third. A lot going on in this hallway right now. Some people jumping on beds. Now, JFK was a very special individual. He's the 35th president of the United States of America.
He was indeed.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy. On Friday, November 22nd of 1963, President Kennedy was riding in a motorcade and through Dallas, Texas. You know, he was going to a luncheon with the governor and his wife.
Yeah.
JFK had his wife there, Jackie.
Jackie, yes.
And it was supposed to just bring him a lot of exposure to show that he was going to lunch with the governor of Texas.
Weren't they all in a convertible?
Yeah, they were all in a convertible riding through, Daly Plaza.
Okay.
Daly. President Kennedy was then shot twice. First shot going through the neck, coming out the front of his neck, going through the shoulder of the governor, out the front of the shoulder of the governor, into the governor's thigh, and then out of the thigh.
That's crazy how a bullet can travel like that.
But yeah, and it's even crazier that that bullet was found in perfect condition.
Yeah.
It rolled off the stretcher that the governor was put on, and that bullet was found perfectly, perfectly fine.
Where did they go?
The shots happened. He was then shot again, as the fatal shot in the back of the head, which then you'll see if you watch the video.
Doesn't his wife start trying to put his head back together?
In the video, you'll see his wife jump to the back of the car to try and pick up the pieces of his skull that were flying off. Mm. I don't know why that was her first reaction.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's very bad, actually. But my concern with it is the single gunman theory. The single gunman theory is that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the textbook storage room.
Yeah.
But there was three shots fired in I think it was 32 seconds, 30-something seconds.
Which is very doable.
Which is very doable, but not likely to do with a bolt-action sniper rifle.
Oh, and he had to be real accurate.
And he was very accurate. He hit two of the three shots as President Kennedy was moving. And
he was moving away from him.
He was moving away from him, and there was wind.
Yeah.
I just don't see how that could be possible.
And it did say that Lee Harvey Oswald, which is the man that killed him, was a Marine.
He was a former Marine.
I don't think he was a sniper or anything like that.
I don't think it ever clarified what he was in the Marines.
He never had, probably never had that type of training to understand.
Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested shortly after that. He was killed by Jack Ruby as he was going from the courtroom back to jail.
And that was on live TV.
And that was on live television. So first people get to watch the President of the United States get murdered, and then they get to see the person who murdered him get murdered.
Wow.
Yeah. Lee Harvey Oswald.
63, man.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. It was just murder. Lee Harvey Oswald was found to have ties to Castro. Fidel Castro was the dictator of Cuba at the time. He
was not very, very close with Kennedy at all. They were
very good friends. They kind of hated each other. JFK did try and assassinate Fidel Castro. So that probably puts a dent in their relationship a little bit. Lee Harvey Oswald was on record, I think, defending Fidel Castro on TV.
Wow.
I mean, it's just crazy that this would happen to anybody. The victims were JFK, who was dead on arrival to the hospital, and John Connally, which was the governor. He was just injured.
Mm-hmm.
Believe he survived. Lyndon B. Johnson took office after JFK was assassinated, and for the most part, presidents and their vice presidents don't get along that well.
Yeah.
So Lyndon B. Johnson kind of did everything the opposite of JFK. The only suspect that we really have, or the only suspect that was identified and arrested, was Lee Harvey Oswald, because they had found him with the gun.
Mm-hmm.
This was in Dallas, Texas, November 22nd, 1963. And I'm pretty sure the only evidence that we have was the bullet that was found for John Connolly. The gun and Lee Harvey Oswald were found, and the Zapruder film, which was the film that was being taken of
the only film
of JFK riding in the convertible down the road and then getting his head blown off, in lack of better terms. The outcome was that Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested and was killed on live TV. And this case is a very famous case, and I think for many good reasons it is very famous. It's the assassination of one of the United States' most liked presidents.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most favored presidents that we've had. A lot of people saw this assassination. Everyone heard about it. You know, I mean, it's your president that just got killed.
Yeah. It's not a good thing.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, put it out into the audience, like the public eye, a lot more.
I think it also went to the public eye a lot more because a lot of the stuff didn't really add up.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation around it about what really happened.
Yeah, so.
You know, there are some conspiracies that the CIA had him killed because they didn't like what he was doing in office. There's a bunch of speculations, a bunch of conspiracy theories about this, and there's no real answer to what happened, except for the fact that we know that he was killed, and we know that Lee Harvey Oswald fired at least one of the bullets.
At least one, yeah.
At least one. That's going to be it for the podcast. I think that's the last podcast of the year. Last podcast ever.
Ever. Wow.
It's insane. Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
Peace.